5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
This is stupid. Let's go that way.
Oh,
let's
God.
Go that way.
We're so back.
Guys,
it's been a long time.
It keeps being a long time. We've been stupid busy.
We have quite a few.
It's on, I forget.
Episodes in the,
yes,
in the tank. But
oh, yours is deaf on. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to the And Whatnot podcast.
Yeah, welcome back. Halloween has passed.
Yeah, I think last one we recorded was just the two of us.
It was the Halloween episode, which did not go up before Halloween. So you guys are going to get a nice late Halloween episode.
Late Halloween. It's all right. We're just back a few seasons.
Yeah.
It's now a little chilly out here.
Hey, I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and I never listen to them in the right time.
Yeah, me either. Well, it depends. I mean, some of them I'm, completely caught up on. Where, when the next episode comes out, I'm listening to it, but...
That's rare for me, because I like to have a backlog.
A lot to it, yeah. Me too.
Because if I'm all caught up, I'm like, I have nothing else to listen to, and then I have to listen to my thoughts.
Yeah, that's hard. It's one of the hardest things.
Yeah, it is well into the fall season, although we have gotten some nicer days.
We have. Today's one of the colder ones. It hasn't reached 60 yet.
Yeah, Kyle's actually, he told me, he wrote me an official apology on parchment paper.
No. What I said was, it's cold, but being cold is better than being hot.
See, I don't know. I go back and forth with that. Because I'm like, when I'm cold, I can just layer up.
Yeah.
But once you're hot and you take all your layers off, it's like you're still kind
of
hot.
You could take a big flipping swig of delicious water that is ice cold, and you know what? It cools down your body.
You're right. I think I'd rather be hot overall, just because I literally am so miserable in the cold.
Here's a fun tip, even though we're in the winter months. If you're ever feeling really hot and you don't know how to cool down, the best thing to do is go to a sink and run cold water over your veins on your wrists. And it cools you down very fast.
Well, even putting ice on your feet and
what the fuck?
Yeah.
You mean ice on your feet?
If you put bags of ice on your feet, when your feet are cold, your whole body's usually cold. When your feet are hot, your whole body's usually hot. So you ever put ice on the back of your neck or your feet?
Interesting.
Well, I've never really done the feet thing. I'm just saying, friends.
Your family did the little feet-eating fish thing.
They did.
They did the feet-eating fish.
I kind of want to do it, but I think I'd be too scared.
I would not be scared. I'd be this is the best day of my life.
I know it's good for my feet, but I don't know how I would feel about little fish nibbling.
Well, I feel here's the thing, right? One, it feels great. Two, what are we boring
you,
Kyle?
Have you done it? Kyle had his phone.
Pissed off, dude.
Bitch ass Kyle.
Kyle's pissed off.
Kyle's pissed off.
That's kind of funny.
Don't worry, folks. He's not pissed off at us.
I feel when Kyle gets pissed off, I hate to say, you can't really take him seriously. Because you're kind of
You should beat her up for saying that.
You'll say something that's you're mad, but you don't sound mad, so it's just kind of funny.
I'm just pissed off, man.
Kyle, would you,
Kyle's raging with a smile on his face.
We didn't.
I can't believe it, dude. It just fucking doesn't make any sense.
Period.
Kyle, would you let the fish eat your thing? For me, it's I'm helping the environment.
Your
you know
thing?
What I mean?
You
know
what?
Your feet.
My feet?
Yeah,
you said your thing.
Oh, shit. I would not do that.
I was going to say, would you let that happen?
Would not do that. There's not a lot to. Wait.
All right,
well, we're changing the subject now.
Let's move on.
Thanksgiving's coming up, folks.
Turkey gobble gobble.
Turkey
gobble. Do you guys like turkey?
It's kind of dry as hell.
Yeah, I feel I don't prefer Thanksgiving meals, Although I love stuffing.
I would love to try one deep fried, but I know that's a fucking long-ass process.
A deep fried turkey.
Yeah.
I would love to try that.
It's also dangerous, too. A lot of fires happen every year for me.
It's always fun to watch those, though.
Yeah.
Have you not seen any of
those
videos?
How do you deep fry a turkey? You just throw it in a pot of oil?
You get a giant pot, like a big, like a cauldron, like a witch's cauldron. and
fill it with oil.
Fill that thing with oil.
That's a lot of oil.
And drop the turkey in. But what people don't realize is you have to have already de-thawed your turkey. Like, people throw...
Like, they're frozen.
And you know what happens, you put water in the deep fryer.
Yeah.
It goes fucking wild. Hey, if you're curious, look up throwing ice into a deep fryer. And see the damage that ensues from whatever happens next and whatever video that is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like anyone's natural response to fire is, like, water. But... Yeah.
Never throw water on a grease fire, folks.
Don't be doing that.
It's a bad idea. But what
they
happens
burn
is
down the whole place.
Yeah. For one, they throw the turkey frozen into the grease, or not the grease, but the oil. And then two, they put way too much oil in the pot, and then it overflows, and then immediately catches fire.
Is this a yellow truck?
I don't know what that is.
Would you say that's yellow?
I'd say that's chartreuse.
It looks yellow.
What
in
is
my
chartreuse?
Picture.
What?
Shark.
Dude, don't say yellow. Shark.
Sharktooth.
Shark tooth.
Wow.
Isn't that a movie? No, Shark Tail. Oh, Shark Tail was a movie starring.
It's like Shark Tooth Finding Nemo.
Oh no, that Shark Tooth is from Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, one of your favorite movies. What's your favorite Disney movie, Kyle?
Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know what mine is.
No, I guess. Well, what was the one? It was jeez. It was Goofy's Town. It's going to college.
Oh, a Goofy movie?
Was it?
I think it's really just called the Goofy movie.
It's going to college.
Kyle, you just are Goofy.
Missed his son. I don't know who he was called, but.
Yeah, I think it's called the Goofy movie.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
That or, I mean, Shrek is not Disney, but it was.
DreamWorks.
Love it. Love it. Shrek movie.
Yeah. Mine, weird answer, Moana was really good. I really enjoyed Moana.
I've never seen Moana.
Is Coco? Is that Disney or is that?
It is, yes.
Okay, Coco.
What's Coco?
Coco's the one that's like the Dia de los Muertos. Dia nope. de los Muertos.
No idea.
That sounds like so much fun. I wish we had more fun holidays.
Well, like the Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
I mean, we have Halloween.
But we don't... We have Halloween, but they also have Halloween, don't they?
I don't know. I thought their Halloween was, like, the Day of the Dead.
I wish we had, like, a resident fact checker. So they could tell me
someone
how long
who's just
I
on
am.
Standby?
Yeah.
That'd be
goes,
nice.
Actually...
Yeah, can you look this up for me?
Yeah, we need a... Who's the guy on Joe Rogan?
Oh, my God.
No. You
They're
know,
really
motherfucker.
Today.
Don't you listen to Joe Rogan?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
What's the podcast that we hear when you turn your car on?
It's a part of my take. It's like a Barstool Sports podcast.
Oh, I just thought it was Joe Rogan. See, I don't listen to Joe Rogan.
Me either.
Well, sometimes talk to you.
I would, though. It's not like I'm against it.
Still don't know if the rumors that her having Trump on talk to her were real.
I don't think so.
You think those, you
Wait,
think
what?
Those were real?
No.
You don't think so?
What?
He doesn't think that Trump was supposed to go and talk to her.
Was he supposed to?
There were rumors that he was, and he canceled
like
that.
I feel like he wouldn't
second.
Go.
Oh, I know
that.
Kamala Harris was on some Barstool podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, she was on.
It was called
Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah. Oh.
What did you just say?
What did you say? I said Call
Daddy.
Her Daddy. Yeah.
Call no, Her Daddy.
That is certainly not what you said.
Call Her Poppy.
Could be Poppy. Yeah, there should be a one. There should be a show that's just the big fat Mexican dude, and it's Call Me Papi. That's good. Call Me Papi. And it goes like.
Oh, and she can't even like go after copyright because it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such. That's a non-copyrightable phrase.
Yeah.
He goes, Call Me Papi. It's just a guy like sexually harassing or verbally sexually harassing a woman for half an hour.
That's horrible. I think this is borderline canceled, combo. I'm not saying nothing.
She's not saying nothing. She's protecting her behind. So I like Thanksgiving. I like turkey.
Oh, I'm running a 5-mile race on.
Oh, she's doing it.
5 miles? Or five
on Thanksgiving.
Days?
5 miles.
Really?
Whoa.
Race.
Well, Chris and I thought it was a 5K, and then I was like, it's actually 5 miles. And I was like, should
wow,
we still
so
do it?
Is that so 10K?
10K is 6.1.
10K is 6.1 miles?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just, okay.
So it's kind of like in the middle, I guess. Mm. I'm surprised they didn't just go for the 5K or 10K.
Yeah.
A little strange, but maybe their route is just like a good 5 mile route.
Folks, yeah, if you'll recall, we did a 5K in the summertime.
Yeah. We did. Guys, I have not trained at all. I haven't been running.
I know, me neither. I keep saying I will.
It's gonna be cold. I can't
just bought new shoes for running. Asics, baby.
Do you still have a gym membership? Do you go? Yeah.
Yeah, I went last week. Now I start going because...
Because it's cold.
It's cold, yeah. And it's dark in the morning. But
that sounds
in the summer,
fun.
I just run.
That sounds like fun.
I lose all my muscle in the summer.
I lose all my tan in the summer.
But honestly, I've just been... I started a new sport, and it's just like eat as much as you can.
Nice.
That was me this past weekend.
Oh yeah, fuck, I keep forgetting to say. That's what I wanted to bring up this whole time. Amanda went to Florida.
I did.
Tell us about your trip.
I left these two bozos for a few days.
Yeah. We didn't do a single fucking the Kyle crew. Wanted to, but we didn't do it.
You didn't. Did you guys walk?
We did, but we did not do Kyle crew.
Oh, there's a carcass.
That carcass has been there for long time.
Anyway, Florida was good. Yeah. I was just visiting my aunt and uncle, so.
But you went jet skiing. A boating license.
Yeah, I got a temporary boating license. I used to have my boating license in the state of Pennsylvania.
How does that work? Why Pennsylvania?
Because that's where we were jet skiing.
Really?
My friend had a lake. She had a house on a lake. And we would bring jet skis, but like in order obviously to drive one, you need to get your boating license. So I got it in the state of Pennsylvania. But
that's cool.
The one that I just got is like temporary and it only lasts for like 90 days.
That's cool though. Well, it basically is just acknowledging that you understand a few things. How easy is it? It's like really simple.
She literally just gave us the answers. Like, it was like a cheat sheet.
Wow.
And she just gave it to us.
See, I wanted to take the drone test, the license. Drone license. But that's actually like administered by the state and you have to go
in for
it.
You have to like actually that and you have to like actually study for it.
Yeah, and I fucking hate school. I hate studying.
I know, I hate studying too. This is my thing.
Well,
I always did good with flashcards. That was like the only way I could retain information.
Did you ever have teachers that let you do the like as much shit as you can write down on the flashcard?
I would write so small.
One time actually, yeah.
I don't remember if they let you like type it out. If they did, that'd be so cool.
When I was in middle school, we have something in New York called the Regents, which I think they're getting rid of finally.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're getting rid of that.
What is that?
It's literally just a New York, singularly New York thing.
Isn't it literally just to see where you place on like, what is the purpose of the Regents exam?
Well, there's Regents and there's something else, isn't there?
SATs?
Well, yeah, SATs is like the main one, but no.
Regents.
I think it's just Regents, but there's one in middle school. What's that?
AP exam?
Well, AP is different too, yeah.
AP was for smart people.
Yeah. I did AP.
I was not smart people.
I'm not smart people.
I was AP U.S. History.
You know, I did A-Push.
Yeah.
I did A-Push. I did A-Gov.
George AP Bush Gov. Did 9/11.
A-Push?
Yep, AP U.S. History.
What is AP? Advanced
placement?
People? Advanced placement, yeah. Advanced people.
Yep, see?
We're
that's
a far
why
more advanced
there.
Society.
I see another yellow car. Yellow car.
You could have been in that.
That's a truck.
You could have been an A-Push because, man, like, anybody was an A-Push in high school.
I feel like I could have been in AP classes if I actually tried. Like, I'm a smart human being. You know what I mean? Like, I like to believe so.
Yeah, you're smart.
But, like, high school was just not it for me.
Yeah.
Oh man, well, that car has lettering on it, so I retract my yellow car.
I gave the fudge up on school in like my final year. I did AP Gov, which was such a bad class, and my teacher was also a creep. Oh, I see our friend.
Yeah. We've mentioned him on the pod, I think.
Guys, yeah, we mentioned him. Actually, I think he's been here for a while now. Because I listened back to another podcast the other day.
And you heard us talking about it.
Yeah, this was like back in September. So this guy's been here for a while.
He's living, but he can't really go nowhere.
He's got a broken wing, so we've been feeding him fruits. He's about to get
one. Does he look even worse? What does his neck look like? It's protruding.
He might be malnourished.
Hi!
Hi, buddy. We're feeding our goose,
hi,
friend.
Hi, sweetheart.
Here you go, here you go.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Don't walk away. What the
hell? Dude, here.
We're your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll try to walk away from us, but then he'll eat our food.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I say eat our food as if you're not the one who only feeds him.
That is such a juicy orange. Oh, yeah.
I love him.
There's another one, buddy. There's one more.
Go get it.
Oh, please don't forget it. Yes. Oh, my God.
We need to get him water.
We've got to get him water. Thankfully, our fruits have enough liquid in them.
Oh, we named him. We officially came up with a name for him, and it's Geyser Celsius Fontaine.
Geyser Celsius Fontaine.
No particular reason.
He's just... like, thank you so much. Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. You're welcome. Keep
love
on living.
You.
Keep on living.
Keep living. We'll find you water soon.
Lost train of thought. We were talking about AP. Oh, my AP US district. Yeah, he was a creep. He would like check in on students and like ask them about their relationships. I think I might have mentioned this before. But
he would what?
He would like ask high schoolers about their relationships. Like, what's going on? What's going on between you and Stacy? And it'd be like, dude, I don't think this is any of your business. You fucking weirdo.
Ew.
He was a total creep.
I feel like there were just teachers like that who wanted to get into, like, the high school business, and it's like...
Well, I heard someone once say, like, a lot of high school teachers are people who want to always be in high school.
Like, who never was able to outgrow it.
Yeah, yeah. They always want to be part of high school, yeah.
I could see that.
And that guy was definitely one of them. He was,
I mean,
like,
you're surrounded by drama.
Yeah.
Regardless whether you're involved or not.
I know. I mean, life is just one big high school.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't wait to get out of high school.
Yeah, no, I fucking hated it.
I mean, looking back, I would have done a few things differently, and I would have enjoyed high school, but...
I would have taken less shit, for sure. That sounds like such a pushover thing to say, but, like, you're so ingrained in, like, the structure of things in high school, where it's just like, oh, we have to do this because they said so.
See, I feel like my brain was so out of that.
Already? By that point?
By that point. I didn't give a fuck. I just, like, well, I was just, like, a defeated high schooler, you know what I mean? Like, everyone just sucked. Like, I had my fair share of, like, fights and bullshit.
Yeah.
That, by that time, I was like, fuck everyone here.
I feel that. Like, I stopped giving a shit in my last year, but before that, like, I kind of wish I had given less of a shit.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, for
is
my...
Is this guy trying to come back out? I think so.
I think so, yeah. In my AP Gov class, when I did the AP test, I did not study, period. Because it was like, at that point, who cares? I wasn't going to pass that one. I knew I wasn't going to do good on it. I think I got a 1. It's like 1 through 4, I think, is what you get on AP scores. Kyle, does that sound right?
A 1 through 4? Wait, 1 being...
The lowest.
Oh.
Yeah, and 4 being...
The 4 is a 5.
It might have been, I think 5 is perfect score, but it's weird. It's weird how that one's graded. Anyhow, I think I got a 1 on it. But one of the questions I always remember was like, explain party polarization in a, like, 2-paragraph essay. And my answer was something along the lines of, when the pool party's rocking out.
No.
And,
who grades these? Like, normal teachers?
The state oh, does. Okay. So, like, I think, like, Albany, they fucking grade these things.
And you were just messing around, or you were...
Yeah, no, I was messing around. I did not care. And I was like, when the pool party's rocking out, and a fucking polar wind comes and ruins it and bums the mood.
Wait, what is polarization? I don't
party
know.
Polarization is when, and I hope I'm right about this, because I already sound stupid.
Oh, it's actually called party polarization?
Yeah.
I'm having heart palpitations. It's fine.
You're having heart palpitations?
Keep going.
She saw a yellow car. It's freaking her out.
It is. No, I have a weird heart.
I think it's like when within your own party or between, you know, Democrat, Republican, it becomes further and further apart.
Oh, I thought it was like a scientific term.
No, it's AP Gov. US Gov, sorry. AP.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I remember someone in that classroom or in that test just ripping a huge fart in the middle of the test, which was like the entire grade. So as you can imagine, everyone was laughing their fucking asses off. I don't know what it is. A fart will always break up the mood.
Yeah.
Like
one time in college, I was like, "Oh, Sam."
Yeah.
And my stomach was rumbling the entire time. It was so embarrassing. It was so loud too.
Yeah.
I was starving. It was the worst.
You were hungry.
I was so hungry.
You were so hungry. I remember one of the regions that I like just passed on. I fucking got the swine flu, like, the day of. Like, I was like, I came in to take the test.
Oh, and you had the swine flu?
Yeah. And,
you had the piggy flu?
The piggy flu. And I came in to take the test, and, like, as soon as I got in, I was like, oh, I don't feel bad. And I was, like, fading in and out, and I'll never forget. I think I literally, like, probably hallucinated through most of that test. I was so badly feverish, and I got home, and I literally did not get up from that position for, like, the next 3 days. I think I got, like, a 66 on that test.
See, I took, like, so much Adderall one day to go do my SATs, and I was, like, flying through the questions, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know every single one. I'm doing really good. And I got my SAT score back, and I was like, shit. I was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
SATs, I was just really confident.
Stressed me the fuck out. I actually went to like a tutoring center because I was so stressed out for that.
Really? I didn't even care. I was like, whatever.
Well, I did good enough where I got into every college I applied to.
Are the SATs like if you do good, is that like what gets you into college? Isn't it like your overall?
It's how you get placed into colleges. You need certain SAT scores in order to even get placed.
So, I see.
Yeah, like if you wanted to go to Harvard, you'd have to have a really good SAT score.
Like almost perfect.
Yeah.
So was it true or just like rumor that if you scored a perfect score on your PSAT, that means they took that one and they kind of just didn't matter to the SAT?
Oh, like the practice one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't take the practice.
If you scored with a perfect score on the practice SAT,
that sounds like a rumor. Like some like nasty kid that's not running out of his nose but tell.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Was it you, Kyle, who told that rumor?
I texted my family about the goose.
Yeah?
And my sister and my mom go, aw. And I was like, he's hurt. We feed him every day. And I told them his name.
They like
and my
it.
My mom goes, how hurt? What's wrong with him? My sister, should we get a rehabber? And I was like, no, he walks around and eats, and he must be getting water, just his wing. Don't think he can fly. My mom goes, do they fly? I said, yes. She goes, do you want me to reach out to someone?
Aw. Man, he's got a good fam.
I just fear that, like, he's living his best life right now.
Yeah.
And that if he goes to a rehab, they're most likely...
Just gonna put him down.
Going to put him down.
Yeah.
And it's like, he doesn't seem like he's in pain.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I mean, how would a goose, like, say he's in pain? You go, ouch!
Well, I feel like he would just be like... He would be lying.
Yes.
He wouldn't be walking around.
Yes, he wouldn't be. He wouldn't be. Anyway, this is a boring-ass fucking episode. Wait a second. Wait a second. We gotta hype this one up. All right, best...
We're almost done.
Yeah, I know. We're fucking getting too close to the end here. We gotta talk more about Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving episode that I have to get up before Thanksgiving now.
Is that gonna happen?
I don't know.
We haven't even gotten home yet.
Fuck.
Turkey, gobble gobble.
I like gravy. I like turkey gravy. I like, hey, wait, actually.
Wait, do you guys like cranberries?
Not really.
I'll throw up on you.
I don't.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Fucking Christ.
I don't like cranberries.
Do you guys go Black Friday shopping? Or is that a thing in the past?
I just do it online.
Yeah.
You need to support local business.
I do it online and I do Cyber Monday.
Well, the answer I don't like cranberry. I don't think it's a good topping. I think berries and anything are good for, like, desserts.
Berries and cream.
Berries and cream?
Yeah, wait, what do you put the cranberries on? For Thanksgiving.
You're supposed to put it on the turkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ew. That's just gross.
But a lot of the time, it comes in, like, a slob. It's like a... Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want that shit.
Yeah. What is your, like... What do you guys eat on Thanksgiving? Like, is it like the whole nine?
Oh, it's the whole mile. Mm-hmm. It's the whole mile.
It's the whole damn mile.
Favorite pie on Thanksgiving.
Favorite pie?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I mean, my favorite pie period is apple pie.
Apple pie is really good.
So probably that.
Apple pie.
Blueberry.
Although I like a pecan pie.
Ooh, that's nice. We're doing an Oreo cheesecake this year.
Oh my god.
Yeah. From scratch.
So yummy.
Guys, nothing's better. Can you come over? Yeah. Bro, the whole fam's coming over.
Say, I'm just coming for a minute just to say hello to everyone, but I would like to take these with me.
Before my grandpa died, he was this big Italian fat guy. Rest in peace. But he would just eat and just like lay back and fall asleep on the couch for the rest of the night, which is, you know, pretty typical of an American Thanksgiving. But I remember one time he finished eating, went, oh, he went to the couch and was like, I'm gonna fall. I'm going on the couch to fall. And my dog was right underneath him.
No.
I was like, Grandpa, no!
Oh man, I feel like my uncle was always that. Well, my uncle's like, he was always like a little bit of a drunk, so it would be any occasion that he would come over and eat and then fall asleep, but.
But Thanksgiving particularly.
Yeah, I'd say Thanksgiving's probably top for that one.
Amanda does pretty crazy. We'll go into our Christmas episode's coming soon, folks.
Yeah.
Going by the rate that we record these.
Christmas. Maybe we'll record Christmas a little early.
Yeah, that way we have more time to not upload it before Christmas.
Yeah.
But I don't like rushing through the holidays. Amanda likes to really get her Christmas mood and spirit up.
My whole house is decorated already.
Really? Oh, she's decked the damn halls.
I just put a mini tree in my room. That I'm home and it's Christmas.
I mean, you already got Christmas lights on your damn wall.
I do.
I love
it. They stopped working.
Since the last day of fall, once this happens, it's just Christmas.
Yeah, once Thanksgiving's over, it's like, oh man, it's really winter.
Well, here comes the long stretch.
Yeah, it's like, it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. After that, it's really hard.
You know why that is, right? It's because, like, back before, at Plymouth Rock, we hibernated after Thanksgiving until spring. We used to crawl into caves.
Why is he saying this? It's so clearly a lie. You have a very specific face when you're spewing bullshit. You like have an eyebrow raised. This is what I mean, guys, when he bullshits me, and sometimes I don't know, but I just have to look like at you, and I know.
It's true. We used to crawl in the caves.
I would love to do that. I would love to hibernate from now until May.
We used to crawl in the caves and we would hibernate until May. That'd be so great. Kyle, if you could be, what kind of bear would you be? Polar, brown bear, black bear?
Polar. Brown.
Polars are
brown.
Savages.
Grizzly.
Ooh. I'd be a polar.
Brown bear, brown bear. What do you see? I see.
No, teddy bear.
What is it?
No,
the
bear.
End of
if
the
it's
show.
Black, if it's brown.
If it's black, let it attack.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And one.